homemade bread.
And suppose you bought it at the store, it would be?
Well, it would be just a loaf of bread.
Okay. And what is the kind of pastry that's fried, usually round with a hole in the center?
Donut.
And I think in New Orleans they have square ones.
Square ones, yes.
What do they call those?
Those are really not exactly donuts. We call those beignets.
Mm-hmm. Then if you make up a batter and fry three or four things on a griddle and eat them with syrup, that's?
Hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. What would you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay, and what, if you went to the store, this is a weight, to buy, you'd buy two what of flour?
Well, two packs?
Well, a weight.
Oh. Well, two pounds.
Mm-hmm. The inside part of the egg is called?
The yolk.
And the color of the yolk is?
The color of the yolk is yellow.
Mm-hmm. If you cook eggs in hot water, what are they?
Hard-boiled.
Supposing you cracked the egg and let it fall into the water?
That's supposed to be poached, I think, but I never did that.
It is, yes. What do you call salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
That would be sometimes pickled meat, sometimes salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
But the salt meat is usually scalded so as to get the heavy salt taste out of it.
If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that meat?
Side meat, I don't know.
All right, that's fine. What would you call meat that you bought unsliced and then later on you'd slice it and fry it with eggs?
That would be a steak, breaded steak.
What do you call the meat that's already sliced that you fry with eggs for breakfast?
We buy it as a round steak. And then cut it up into pieces and fry it with a batter of eggs and dip it in breadcrumbs and then fry it.
What do you call that?
We call those griots in New Orleans.
I don't know that word.
Is that beef or pork?
No, that would be the beef or veal.
Oh, okay.
Griot is a French word strictly. It's a piece of meat that would be say about this big.
Mm-hmm.
You dip it in the beaten egg,
mm-hmm.
and then pass it in breadcrumbs, and then fry it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the griots also came, or griots with gravy, which are about the same size. They're seared first, and then they're cooked in a brown gravy or a tomato gravy, whichever people prefer. And that served with grits was a very standard breakfast amongst the Creoles.
Let's say that sounds good. How do you spell griot?
G-R-I-L-L-A-D-E.
Okay.
S for the plural.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get back to this, I was talking about something from pork, although I'm glad to have that.
Pork chops.
Well, something you eat for breakfast very commonly today. It's strips of...
Bacon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
It's too obvious. What might you call the outside of the bacon?
Bacon rind.
Mm-hmm. What is the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
And the man who cuts up the meat in the store?
Is the butcher.
All right. And if meat has been kept too long, you'd say it's done what?
It spoils.
What about butter that's kept too long?
Butter gets rancid.
Mm-hmm. What would you make from the meat from the head of a hog?
A hog's head cheese.
Mm-hmm. How about a dish?
I think you call it souse.
Yes, that's good.
Right. But you don't make it as well as we do.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't eat it, so I don't know. What is a dish made from cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Oh, that's a sausage. That's, we call that, now I don't think it's made with liver, though. No, I wouldn't know what that is.
What were you about to say?